Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show. Hey, everybody, welcome to Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
And I'm Needles.
And I'm Kiki.
As usual.
Real good. Real glad to be here.
Set girls here.
I want to say.
I just picture you with the tape.
I just want to start out by saying R.I.P. to Fallen, my brother who died, who was also a big Larry and Needles fan, who was going to come on the show and never got to come on the show, Billy. So this show is dedicated to Billy and his kids that are still alive. Bios,
but okay.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. That's sad.
Well, yeah, that was the car I was telling you about in the driveway, the red car.
Oh,
and my dad just took it to CarMax. Well, he didn't take it to CarMax today. We took it to a guy that he knows that has a dealer to sell it.
But, well, R.I.P. Billy.
Yeah.
They find a way to heaven. You know what pisses me off? Fucking Halloween. I hate Halloween.
Satanic holiday.
Oh, it's a pagan holiday, yes. But also, like, these people... there's just people down the street, guy, girl, no kids, no nothing, and they do the house up.
Uh-huh.
And what is this meant to do? Attract children?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's very, very odd.
It is one day a year, you get to have children come to your house.
And you hand them candy.
Yes.
What you tell them to not do all year long, don't take candy from strangers. Now you tell them, go to the house and ring the doorbell
exactly.
And grab some shit from them.
And these people go
It is odd if you're not, you don't have kids. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and they go, dude, this guy has, he's got a Jeep. He has a skeleton on the back of the Jeep, on the spare tire.
Wait, and he doesn't live in Florida? Like, this is just for Halloween?
Just for Halloween, he put it on there. And then she has a skeleton in her car that she drives with.
Oh, jeez.
Now, I mean, they are
voluptuous. They probably go to Disneyland together, and they're probably chunkers.
Yeah, no.
They're voluptuous people.
Kid Disney.
I could have bet money on that.
I saw a guy the other night. Me and Mary went out to eat, and on the way out of the restaurant, it's dark out. A guy rode by with the Ghost Rider. Shit, where it actually looked like he was, like, on fire.
Oh, like that, yeah.
But it was more like the Jason mask, you know, just the plain face. But he looked like it was all lit up like he was on fire, and he's riding down the street real slow, down the main drag, blah, 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 blah.
I don't understand it. It was,
and it's not even near close to Halloween. I saw this guy 2 weeks ago.
The problem is, man, as soon as you get the first, people are... I know, I've seen people fucking decorating before that shit, like... I just don't understand.
This chap on the corner from my house had full, like, the 15-foot skeleton and all the decorations up on September 1st.
Oh, yeah. They're all ready to roll.
You should decorate
it
like a
Dude, it was still summer.
You should decorate it like a Nazi fucking
No, house. No, I'll go to that house, definitely.
My house looks like an actual haunted house without decorations. Kids don't come
to it. I just don't understand, like you said, with Disney people, there's like this thing, I don't know if you're trying to recreate your childhood, I don't know if, it just seems
or
very
you had
creepy
a bad one.
That you're like setting, chumming the waters for children.
Yeah, and which is fucked up, man.
And really,
it gives fatties an excuse, well, I'm just going to have one candy bar today.
And it's you this know? Big.
It's Halloween.
Well, how many of those little pieces equal one candy bar?
Well, that's up to them.
Yeah, that's subjective to your tastes, which is hilarious. Yeah. But
one of each.
I don't understand what the fascination is with this pagan holiday, which, okay, if you have kids, that's a different story. But I see these people, like, I know people that get into this shit, like, decorate the shit out of the house.
I mean,
it's like...
Younger girls, I understand their thing.
They want to get slutty.
Well, yeah that's one time a year they can dress.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. I have no qualms with that.
No. If you want to be a slutty nurse once a year,
that's
what they say
to
other nurses.
As long as you're a head nurse.
Yeah.
It's funny, the guy with the mammogram machine, you ever see that? Where they put the boobs in.
It's a hand?
No, he wears it on his head. And you put your boobs in the cutouts. It's a free mammogram.
That's great.
I see. Now that's a guy thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Or the people that dress like the Twin Towers with planes going into.
Yeah. There are some clever people.
The costumes are pretty funny, but if you're taking it to this next level where it's like, okay, you know, you're all excited when children come to your house, I think that's kind of weird, right? Dude. And like Larry said, you're like, you're programmed not to take candy from strangers.
All year, your whole life, that's all they tell you. And then they say it's okay now.
Go to the weird neighbor's house now.
Yeah.
That's fucking.
Well, hey, did I ever tell you guys about my one neighbor? I lived up Thorndale by the old Howard there.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's this family, the Gardner family. Great, great, great family. Well, the son would always, I don't think he ever worked, but the guy worked on dirt bikes. Like, every single day, I don't think he
Like me.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
No, I know.
I don't think he owned a shirt.
Oh, nice. He, like my brother.
One of your long-lost cousins.
I may have got my style from him. But he always had cut-off shorts, and he was just up and down the street all day riding his dirt bike, just...
Really?
And and then...
What a life.
Well, when the parents would leave and go on vacation...
Party time.
Oh, the first thing he did...
Build a ramp.
You know how every house has a big picture window?
Sure. Yeah.
Not a big swastika flag.
Oh, God. Get out of here, man.
I'm surprised
man.
I never told you guys about this.
Dude,
this
really?
Yeah, dude.
This guy.
This,
yeah,
this is how I grew up in the 80s.
He was way ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
And dude, yeah, oh, yeah.
I love it. So it went from his room to the front window.
Yeah. Well, he lived with his parents for as long as I did.
Mom and dad are gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to show my
colors.
Yeah, I'm going to show my allegiance to the Fuhrer.
Yeah, crazy.
Fuck, man.
Well, and my dad, you know, he's... huge American supporter, union guy, and we'd have the American, because he had a huge flagpole in the front yard, the American flag and the Palmaia.
Sure, oh
flag.
Yeah.
That so that was like the Nazi flag in the window.
Oh, dude.
Uninterrupted.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and it was like clockwork. What, we knew they were on vacation once the SWAT
the tires hit the curb. Yeah.
So my dad used to race at Sycamore, dude, you know, like the fucking amateur clay oval, and... we'd get these cars all the time, and he'd be like, yeah, you and your brother can paint this up. And one time he got this old brown, like, 69 Pontiac Catalina, and we had all these cans of yellow spray paint, so we put a huge swastika on the fucking hood and on the doors, and we put 666 on the trunk and SS on the fucking hood, on the top of the fucking car.
You were styling.
And my mom, and we're like, yeah, we come in, we're eating, and my mom's like, let me see what you guys did to the car. We're like, yeah, it looks really cool. Well, she goes out there, and it's parked in front of our house, you know? And she's just like, what the fuck? She's screaming and yelling at us. We're like, Mom, it's cool. It's a race car. It doesn't mean anything. And we fucking somehow, my dad didn't make us change it. And he raced around that for a few weeks. 3 weeks, I think, the car lasted.
Well, you know what? It probably scared some people away from them.
But there would be, you know, or what? It was support. Common back then.
Everybody's waving high the right way.
Yeah. Everybody's waving too. And my dad had, like, no clue that it was even, you know, he just thinks, oh, yeah, they're kids.
Well, you didn't have which you, I you mean, guys were. Which,
yeah,
you
know, we were kids, and we didn't know the seriousness of it. We just thought it was cool.
How come they never, like, this whole trend now, did you see this on TikTok, where they translate Hitler's speeches?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, they never showed us this shit before. They always showed us this angry German guy that was all tweaked out.
But here's the problem with the German language itself is a very harsh, hard,
like Polish,
fucking sounding language.
Yeah.
Right, it's very hard. It's Polish is even smoother. German is, it always sounds like you're mad, even when you're saying
even
the
like
nicest
women.
Thing.
But especially when you're yelling about how you want a white race and how you want to keep your country pure. And trying to
I'll
get
tell
your
you
point
what,
across.
I mean... I'm hoping those translations are spot on, but you listen to the speeches, they're like, man, this guy's fucking pretty motivating.
Well, you think this guy woke up one day and just hated,
he was patriotic.
Hated those people.
Well, it was all part of a fucking giant plan. He was just a cog in the system.
Yeah, everybody was funny.
Well, he was thrown in prison, wrote Mein Kampf, and then afterwards he got out, and like Germany was all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. It was like it was here now.
Yeah, they needed a fucking
What kind of books did they burn? You know?
Yeah, no, hey.
We all, I know what kind of books they burned. A lot of people don't
know
that.
I mean, that's
the
thing, you don't talk about.
No.
You know? Well, they don't talk about. Well, even...
which was the biggest farce at all.
Who's
the wars are fucking...
Who's the movie maker that makes gets a lot of shit because he went down...
Stanley Kubrick?
No. He wrote, what the fuck? Man, I can't think of it.
Mel Gibson?
Movie maker?
No, he's an older, old... Dude, he's made killer movies. Bigger guy. He went down to see... talk with Hugo Chavez.
Cecil B. DeMille?
No. That's old school, Larry.
He's the one that made the Apocalypse Now.
Coppola.
Scorsese? Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola.
No, I don't know. Not Coppola. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong movie then.
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong movie.
He's still alive.
Okay.
Who you got? Scorsese?
The guy does the wine?
No, that's
Coppola.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if he was going to fucking...
I got to look him up because he's...
Great story, let me tell you.
Oh, no, no, no. here's the point. I can picture his face. But he talks about how, you know, World War II, everybody's America. That's America won the... America.
America.
Dude, you know, he goes into how important it was for the Russians. If the Russians weren't involved, we would have never won the war. Like, well, they were just as important.
And that's how you know that our enemy ship, the opposite of friendship with Russia, is so fake, because they were on our side the whole fucking time. Now all of a sudden we're good buddies with Germany and Russia's the bad guy? That just doesn't make sense. Yeah,
well, that's all propaganda.
Right.
They teach us. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
They want to make Putin out to be the worst guy, but he's... probably one of the most... Yeah. I mean, guy's riding a horse.
He ain't
shirtless.
A great guy.
Huh?
He's not the greatest guy, but none of these leaders are. You can't be a leader and be a great guy.
Well, you got to be a narcissist to an extreme level. You got to be brutal.
A little psychopath.
Brutal.
You
kind of
have to.
Yeah, and shit just doesn't have to... If you're going to run a good country, then you have to have good qualities, and those good qualities are not exactly the most godlike sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're very harsh, shall I say. But I mean, look at Kim Jong-un, which is hilarious. We haven't heard anything from North Korea in a while.
No.
I heard they're giving supply, and I don't know if they're supplying, helping Russia. They may be helping Russia out with troops or stuff in Ukraine.
I mean, come on. They can't even feed their own people. It's very silly.
It's borderline pathetic.
They're
like
the redheaded stepchild. Well, we went in there and started all that shit.
Yeah, but it's like,
I mean?
if you're going to have a country and that's what you're going to do to it, it's like, at least give them some...
Well, they have so many sanctions on them. That's the problem. You know what I mean? They don't fucking... I love when they shoot rockets into the water. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very silly.
No, did you see when, Trump obviously called him Rocket Man?
Oh, yeah. And then fucking...
CNN or... I forget who was interviewing...
Elton John.
And like, what
they
did you
wanted
think?
Him to badmouth.
Well, yeah. Like, well, what did you think when Donald Trump called him Rocket Man? He used your song.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And he's like, I thought it was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
He's like, I like Donald, you know? He's like, may not agree on everything,
man.
But he's like, I thought it was pretty funny.
And
was,
yeah, he awesome. Also said something to the effect of, hey, man, I'm a singer. What do you care about? And plus, I'm from England.
Yeah. It's like, you have nothing. Yeah. And I'm a Finuck.
Your thing.
You know
and
I mean?
I'm a Finuck.
So
what are you doing later? You know, shit
but
like
that's,
that.
But they just want everybody wants a rise out of everybody. That's the whole thing.
Like, but Elton John handled that perfectly.
It was better than
anyone else that they do.
They're so disappointed when they don't go along and badmouth
the
Donald.
They're like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. You didn't say he's a dirty, rotten, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to hear something crazy?
Funny stuff.
I was doing some digging into Pablo Escobar.
Nice.
And so obviously we know he was the biggest cocaine dealer.
Mm-hmm.
He supplied 80% of the cocaine to the United States.
Thank you, Pablo.
Yeah.
Also a very brutal fellow.
Also was funded and trained by the Mossad
and
the IDF.
I mean, I can see
they
that.
Were bringing them, they were giving them weapons.
Really?
They were supplying them with cash. They were doing all this crazy backhanded deals.
I believe it.
Yeah. And guess who was also involved in that? Also
CIA.
The CIA. Yeah. So it's like...
Or, well, that was... Yeah.
And then,
I was going to say that first.
You know, everybody's got to
make some
money.
They're involved in everything.
Well, you always just think about all this money that this guy has. It's like, how do you take over countries? How do you topple all this shit? And but the problem happened was when Los Pepes, and they got involved with them because they were just... indiscriminately bombing stuff and blowing shit. It's, you know what
Los
I mean?
Pepes,
it's
they
all,
lived down in the jungle, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you know what? Who are they funded by?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's just like with the Sandinistas and stuff like that. It always boils down to, it's just funny that Israel gets involved with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah, like, what do they care about South America? That was never, I mean...
Well, the thing is, it's not that they don't care. It's just that they have to have their hands
control
in
and their guy in there to make things run smooth. And
they want to make what do you call it?
Steal money. And,
well, they're
and
all
put their
Christian or
people.
Catholic. The religious part of it, maybe like maybe we can kill some more. You know.
Well, yeah,
different
but
religions.
I mean, at the same time, it's not against. It's, you know what I mean. It's like sending it to us. So it's kind of like, kill these people, get them addicted, do all this. This is just well, yeah, all in our game. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's all in this game plan. Yeah. That's pretty crazy when you really think about it.
It's the long game.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Well, look at the most Israeli thing ever is they made these beepers and then they turned a profit on them.
Yeah. We're gonna pay for your own.
I mean, honestly, bomb. I gotta tip my cap to that.
Isn't that funny though? It's very it's fucking silly when you think about that.
And that was years out too. Like it is kind of brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, but
they said it took between 10 and 7 years to get that plan together.
Yeah, but it all goes to show.
That's not
like,
a small plan.
No.
No,
no,
not
it's
at
It's like,
all.
Holy shit.
And you got to make sure the right people get them. Well, you know what? Probably those are the only ones using pagers that are that paranoid. So well, they know every person getting a
there's
pager.
A reason why they're paranoid, you know? I'd be using a pager.
That's part of the track.
Well, I just saw one of the biggest turns in history. They were talking about how when the Russian, what's that Russian jet that they had during, after World War II? Like, it was probably during Vietnam. What the hell was the Russian jet they had?
I don't know. I can't think of it offhand, but
a badass jet.
Okay. You mean the fighter jet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, the Russians were giving it to Iran and surrounding countries. And Israel were like, we know nothing about this. We can't protect ourselves from this.
Right.
And they got some Persian guy to turn for $1 million. And they said that was one of the most expensive
transactions, like payoffs.
Yeah. Of getting some guy to turn.
Yeah.
And the way they, you know, made it all happen and everything. And they're like, hot damn. And they, well, you know, they made it happen.
I mean, you got to think that these people are well entrenched in, what do you call it?
That world of...
Well, no, in espionage.
Yeah.
Like, they are very... Like, that is the that's book, their bread and butter. Oh, is, yeah, you know what I mean? With Robert Maxwell, those people really, really using that honeypots, blackmail, sex mail, you know what I mean?
And you know what else?
Sextortion.
Is when I'm reading this Kremlin Rising book about Vladimir Putin, and one of the things it said about him was... He goes see this, I forgot the guy's name, but it's like the Russian James Bond guy, and they made movies about him in Russia, and he was like a famous spy, like a KGB guy.
Oh.
And he always, you know, thought that guy was the coolest and couldn't believe when he actually was a spy and was doing the same shit as movie star Idol was. He loved that shit.
Yeah, I bet.
But
that's God, some, what the hell is but that guy's
you,
name?
You can't trust those people. You
know? No, they're fucking not double
Ian
agents
Fleming.
And shit.
Yeah.
No, not...
Well,
that,
he's the
that's
one, he's
James
the one
Bond.
That wrote the
he
books,
wrote,
right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was... Okay, fuck.
This is a different guy, totally. It's a Russian guy. His last name is like...
Okay, well...
Pitronov or
that's
something.
Fine.
Yorgunov.
Yeah.
But dude, they trained all those spies. I mean, it's like... Oh. All right, if you want to be an elite spy... You got to be gay.
You got to do whatever.
Everything. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And
you got to
do it, and you got to do it well.
Yeah, you got to be discreet. You can't leave fingerprints. You can't, you know what I mean, in and out. But nowadays, you don't even have to, like, that shit's going on. They have these crazy weapons now that we don't know anything about. Like, you know, they could do crazy shit to you from far away. They don't even need to.
Yeah, they don't need to be anywhere near you. Mm.
Speaking of having off. You know, freaking poison.
Speaking of having to do anything, though, Kiki, I saw this thing about this cop that integrated the Mongols' 1%er motorbike gang.
Infiltrated.
And the guy, they're at a thing, and the guy's, he's going to share a hotel room on a run with this other guy who's like a fucking killer. And the guy fucking pulls out a huge thing of meth, cuts it open with a huge fucking, like, fucking Rambo knife and lays out two huge lines and says, come on, let's go. And this cop is like, holy fuck, now I have to do this meth. He's going to kill me.
And
he's like, and I don't want to do the meth.
Yeah, right?
He's like, man, talk about fucking nervous.
There was a dude that infiltrated the Hells Angels. His name was Jay Dobson. And they completely fucked up the whole case. This guy was balls deep with these people, you know what I mean? And like, they fucked the whole case up. They let him know who he was. Like, now he's just out there with no backing. Like, the government,
no protection.
Like, it's just crazy how they'll just throw you to the dogs when they're done with you.
That's the scary thing, man. Used and abused.
When you run out of
Well, here's the thing. I saw a thing where they accused some guy of stealing something from Sonny Barge or some rare coins that he had. And they don't know if he did it or not. But just to make Sonny Barger look hard and put the word out to all the little cliques of Hell's Angels across California, they brutally killed this guy, you know, cattle prod on his fucking nuts.
Yeah, torture him and
the fuck out of him. And
yeah, see, it's messed up.
So then they kill him, and now everybody, nobody says anything, of course, and everybody knows. So whether this guy did it or not, occasionally they do shit like that just to fucking flex a little, and it's pretty fucked up, man.
Well, that's a day. Well, they have to. Otherwise, it's like a show of weakness.
You get walked on.
Yeah. Well, the problem is also these people. There is no more code of omerta. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
no one can shut the fuck up.
They people turn on each other.
It's amazing how much they
people
turn.
Go on podcasts. Some of the shit we listen to.
It's amazing,
right? Crazy.
When I'm seeing them on a podcast, one of these people that turned and they're talking, I can't even believe they're showing their face. I'm like, dude, aren't you afraid you're going to fucking get offed as soon as you walk out?
I understand some of them talk because a lot of the other people are dead now and they'll talk.
Right, right.
Yeah, but still,
But still, it's like...
Like the 90-year-old Italian mobster where everyone's dead and it's okay now. But when there's still a functioning organization going on, like the Hells Angels or the Mongols or some, you know, the Outlaws, and you're talking shit and these guys are still alive and there's a lot of them.
Yeah, all it takes is one of those guys to get pissed off, man.
Yeah. Well, they got them, and now it's a little bit more obvious too. Cameras and all this bullshit.
You
have to make it look very, very unnatural.
Yeah,
you know, you just can't go in there and brutally murder people anymore.
Well,
still do. I mean,
a lot of the ones they did was roll up on someone, you know, that's riding from another gang in a car and just machine gun these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know, right in broad daylight, but they're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It is crazy how these still operate. You know what I
mean?
Like, it's very crazy how, like, you know, the government lets so much amounts of things happen. You know what I mean? Like, we know this is going on and this is going on, but why are these nefarious forces still able to get to do things? And I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just saying that the government, you know what I mean? You send $600 to your friend and they do a tax audit on you. That these guys are, it's crazy.
Well, it's the same thing with, like, the border, like by any, like El Paso, Tijuana, any, like Juarez. Dude,
yeah, let you walk right through.
Dude, you know, even some of those border guards, too, they're taking money to let people go through. And the government knows it.
Well,
it's just, it's hard to get past because these guys are offered big money.
Well, that was like with Fast and Furious with Obama. They caught a bunch of border guards that were helping the cartel run.
Oh, yeah.
Drugs and guns.
It's a lot more than a crooked border guard. It's got to be trained carfuls because I used to freak out. I'd tell, you know, my friends or whoever I was partying with, I'd say, do you realize they have enough dope for every junkie to fix up in every major city across the country every single day without missing a fucking beat? It's got to be an inside job. It's not just a fucking backpack full.
Well,
this is a fucking shit ton, man.
Oh, 100%.
About Menno, about Arkansas, with the Clintons.
Right,
they were doing drops.
That
dude, Stephen Kelly, that we just listened to.
Arkansas.
And everybody's in on it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knows. You can't just let a shipment go
There's
through.
Big money.
Every once in a while, they got to get busted just to flex a little bit.
Well, just to show they're doing something.
Yeah. Spending taxpayers'
money
well.
If we were actually, if you send a package to like Saudi Arabia or any Middle Eastern country, they open every single package.
Sure. Oh, yeah,
they look at everything. They don't care if it cuts down on, my business needs this. It doesn't matter.
They don't give a fuck.
That's the process. You know, that's how you do it.
I knew this kid from China, and he would go back and visit his family occasionally. He was a druggie, you know what I mean? And, he said he was partying there, and I said, "Well, aren't they real harsh if you get caught with weed and shit?" He's like, "Dude, they'll execute you."
Yeah,
he goes, "If you do like coke or some heroin and wipe your hands on your pants, and go through the airport, and they detect that residue, that's enough to."
Oh, you're guilty until you're proven innocent.
And that's that, and you know, and they don't fucking.
Well, it's like keep people in line.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to live in a society that just is no holds bar?
And they have no drug problems, man. Now, I don't know which is better. I mean, you know, one of the problems is there's no way to get a happy medium.
Yeah. Well, and what kind of good music is coming out of that? None.
Yeah, but you know what?
No, I'll tell you.
You deal with it.
Yeah, I probably told this story like 100 pods ago.
Okay.
But I remember, and this was back in like 2000, I flew into, where's Kuala Lumpur? I know it's in, you know, Singapore. I think it's Singapore right there, Malaysia area.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, and I, you know, when I was in my 20s, I didn't give a shit.
Right.
I was bringing hash anywhere I went.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so I had like 5 or 6 grams of hash on me, crotched. And right when
been
I
like Brittany Grimes, except they wouldn't
Griner
trade no
yeah,
Grimes.
Right?
You like that about her?
So yeah, right, you know,
that dude.
Right when you enter the tarmac, just leaving the plane, and you get into the airport. I mean, dude, a billboard had to be like 20, 30 feet long by 10, 15 feet tall. And it's the first thing you see getting off the plane. It says, "In our prison, in our prisons, we have no drug traffickers because we execute them all." That's the first thing I see when I get into this country.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm
blue, and then
everybody there is Muslim and shit, so I'm like, and then it feels like everybody's looking at me because
because you're the only white guy.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, so I'm thinking like, are they on to me? So I went right to the bathroom, I fucking ate half of it, and I just threw the fucking rest in the toilet.
Probably
like,
a good idea.
Fuck this.
You know, I mean, who knows what would happen.
God forbid something, you know, because well, seriously, that, they don't fucking play games,
well,
dude.
There you go.
And you know, I wasn't looking into that shit before I brought that shit there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's one thing I check real hard. I say, what drugs are illegal? When I would be going on tour, especially different countries, and I'd say, how harsh
what
is
the
penalties?
Yeah.
Because there's certain places where it would be like, even our manager would be like, all right, dude, Larry, if you got any drugs, do them now, get rid of them, throw them out, because they're going to go up our ass at this next border.
Yeah.
In certain places,
and we need
were a lot rougher than other places,
you
know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
and,
what everything is.
And it was frightening, man. It was actually fucking frightening. I got frightened coming from California driving into
Arizona.
Yeah, they had a roadblock at the border, and I'm like, holy fuck,
agricultural checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like. Did you ever see the video? I like that where a guy pulls up.
That's scary, man.
Oh,
when they got dogs and shit, and there's uniforms.
Yeah, but if you don't have nothing to worry about, then you're fine. That's.
Did you see the one guy?
Yeah, that would be
Instagram.
Nice.
He goes in one of those checkpoints, and he's like, "Here's how you get out of these checkpoints real fast." Guy comes up, "Hey, sir, can I see this?" And he's like, "Well, do you have a couple minutes to talk about the Lord our Savior?" And he starts spewing all this stuff, and the guy's like, "Hey, buddy, I don't have time, but I love it." And he just keeps, the guy just doesn't stop. He's like, "All right, well, you have a nice day."
Yeah.
He's like, "That's how you do it."
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. That's how you get away with doing. But, you know, like I said, if you don't want to be, don't be driving with that bullshit.
That's the thing, though. When you are driving around and you do fucking party, you're not sure. Mm-hmm. Is there something in here that got dropped, overlooked?
Yeah.
What's going to get us busted? Something that we don't take too seriously at home might be a real, real big deal somewhere else.
Like Russia?
Like, you know, I was frightened.
bringing your vape pen there?
That's hilarious.
But like Poland, you'd think would be, you know.
We just traded them. Yeah,
but they're not.
They were real lenient.
Oh,
like,
were they?
People were partying balls, man. I was like, wow, people were really, really partying and really friendly. But maybe if you got caught, you were going to get in a lot of trouble. That part, I'm not sure. But nobody seemed fucking worried at
all. If you're a foreigner.
Well, we were just talking with our buddy, and his family's still in Poland, and his cousin got busted, actually, out here. But out there, he got busted for something else, and you're guilty until proven innocent.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he got thrown in jail for a couple months, and then...
And you sit until your trial.
Oh, yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, there's no really... I don't know what their due process is there.
Yeah, but that's how
it works. Well, it's not like here, man.
No, but these guys sit in county for a while.
Dude, I remember I went on a great white shark diving trip off the coast of Ensenada down in Mexico.
Wow, man. Amazing.
And, yeah, so we met in San Diego, and everybody takes a bus down...
And said, "I love you to everybody because this might be the last thing you do."
Well, so, you know, get this. And I brought some herb with me going down there. And I have one of those, it's like a scuba bag. It's a waterproof bag.
Sure.
It's out even when you're...
shit won't get wet.
Even if you have like 20 pounds on you, you can drive with this thing. And it won't smell because it's, you know, basically smell proof. It worked real well. But anyways, you know, there's probably 20-some people on this damn bus. We get at the border... Make everybody come off the bus, and everybody lines up with their bag on a table. Everybody just lines up. So they're just going through like a random quick search. Sure as shit, they pick my bag and somebody else. And me and my buddy look at each other like, fuck. Opens my bag up, like wafts it out. Right away, just get hit with fucking...
Bam, like a hammer in the face.
Because I always had good herb on me. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, we're fucked. Or I'm like, I'm fucked. And all of a sudden, the guy lifts up a shirt, puts it back down, rolls it back up. He didn't give
a fuck.
Oh,
man, they don't give a fuck. Lucky.
No, that's right.
They got bigger problems down there.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
Reef ain't the biggest problem.
But dude, I've been to numerous continents.
Well, I remember getting stopped going by automobile from, I think, Germany to Switzerland, and they literally held us on the side of the road without our jackets on, standing there in the freezing cold with... Because of the little tiny chiclets, you know, the little mini baby pieces of gum, the little squares.
Oh, yeah. They thought it was
They thought it was drugs.
Oh, man.
They're like, what is this? What is this? And then my bass player, Steve, had these cheap-ass generic aspirins that just said aspirin, and each pill looked like it was homemade. Oh, so they thought that was ecstasy.
Oh, man.
So finally, I'm trying to tell the guy, it's gum, it's gum. There's a language barrier. He's not getting it. I take the gum, and I start chewing it, and I show him. So then he sits there, and I chew it for like a half hour, and he watches to see if I get high. So then they let us go, and I'm like, what the fuck? Chiclets almost, you know, they were enraged after a while because I'm trying to, and they think I'm a burnout, and I'm like, hey, dude, no, listen. And they're like, getting mad. And I'm like, this ain't good.
No, right? Well, you guys were probably profiled, too.
Yeah, sure. Band full of fucking guitars and
you just bribe them when it comes down to it.
Yeah,
all
right.
Well, that's all they want.
That's the other thing. What if they really, really get mad at that?
Oh, here, I'll tell you a story about that. It's my buddy. He's a drinker down in Tijuana.
Ah, last place to be a drinker.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he was so shit-faced. And the cops saw him.
You gotta stay alert there, boy.
Yeah. Oh, and the cops saw him just fucking stumbling all over the place. So they picked him up. And they're like, all right, we got to take an ATM, you know, like, you got to pay us now because we're going to get out of here. Goes to the ATM, can't get any money out, shit's not working. Go to another ATM, same shit. They got so pissed at this guy because they couldn't give him any money, they went and dropped him off in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Rough messed up too. Not a lot of lights around there. Where I lived,
yeah, they didn't
not...
rough him up or anything, but they were just so pissed. They're like, we've been wasting our time on this fucking guy.
Man.
We got busted buying... drugs down there, and it was me and a dude I worked with, and they chained us up in the back, and we had to go to the ATM and go grab cash and pay them off. Yeah. And they just dropped us off. We didn't know where the fuck we were at.
Yeah.
And it's all it was. Just every time something happened down there, gotta pay them off. Gotta double park. Hand you a clipboard, you put the money in, pay them off.
Yeah. Well, see, it's like they're handing you a ticket, and you just got to put a 20 on.
Well, they would hand you a clipboard, and then you just slip it in there. And then. That's all right, you know, whatever.
Hey,
you gotta play
honestly,
the game.
If that's how it works, I'm fine with that.
But it's a Wild West down there, too, also.
I would have rather paid off the cop that pulled me over on my scooter when I got the $300-something ticket. I would have rather gave her $40 or $30.
Yeah, right?
No, say, at least a $100. Nice
well, or $100, yeah, especially if you're gonna pay
$300.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it all depends.
And I think, because even the cops out here, I think when they pull somebody over, they have to call it in immediately. They have to say
it's
this,
on camera.
This, yeah.
Can't be on the take anymore.
They're running your place. They have body cams and dash cams and everything else. A boss.
Most people have a price. I don't know. That's the thing you're talking about. Everybody, you know.
Did you see that one cop that actually he had to resign? Because there's footage of him and driving, you know. He wasn't a white guy. I'm just going to say that. Cop driving a car. He had a woman that was drunk in the back. And everything was recorded. And she's like, I'll do anything to get out of this. I'll do anything. I'd even fuck to get out of this. And he's like, whoa, hey, everything's being recorded. Don't be saying any of this stuff. All of a sudden,
cam
goes blank, and the car, GPS, all of a sudden stops in a place for an hour and a half. And then this cop had to call another cop because he got locked in the back seat.
Oh, okay, I heard about this.
You can't open that
funny.
Shit from the back.
Yeah.
I mean, when horniness gets in the way of your job.
Right?
But,
most
people have a price.
Yeah, you know? you can't trust her enough to bang her in the front. She's still a criminal.
Yeah, right?
I wonder if you took the cuffs off.
I would say you could do that, right?
No,
I would have kept them on for sure.
Sadist. Jesus. And that's how horned up you are that you forget that the door's locked.
I know, right?
Should have put something in there to wedge
it. Yeah, at least
leave the door open.
Do something. You're a cop. Nobody's really going to mess
with
you.
And those Dude, but squad cars, the back seats, like they're 100% plastic.
Yeah,
now.
It's like molded.
Yeah, dude, you can't hide
that's
drugs.
Not, well, that's not, yeah. That's
no,
not
it's just mold. No. It's like a mold.
It's like a school seat from the 70s.
Yeah, it's just molded with where your butt, solid. Like it sinks you into it so you can't move or anything. So.
Dude, I remember
well, no, it's like hard. It's like no padding.
It's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's just molded, though. So, all like, right. You sit low into it so you have no center of gravity.
Well, and but, you're cuffed from the back, too. Yeah, like, oh, so. Dude, that's fucking, that's like punishment. That's fucking
I mean,
torture.
That's how stupid people
quite
are.
Quite uncomfortable.
Is that the guy fucking, the lady says on camera, I'll do whatever you want. And then all of a sudden.
Well, no, you even heard, too. She's like. I'd even fuck.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yeah, and then he's like, whoa, this is all being recorded.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't even think you can shut those things off. Like, how you have to disconnect it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I mean, they got to have battery. Like, I mean, there's got to be a way.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still, though, I mean. Oh.
No, you hear sometimes on a crime camera scene, the guys will say, all right, shut your camera off. And then it's off, and then the next sentence is, because we're going to knock the shit out of this kid.
Oh, cameras weren't working. We're going to plant something on him. But,
yeah, right. It's a good old plant.
Well, I mean, fuck, man. How many cops are corrupt? That's the thing. There's always bad of everything.
A lot of them in certain places, all of them.
Well, think about getting up and doing that job in some of these places every single day and seeing what's going on in these places.
Well, you're seeing even if you. Yeah, and if you're trying to do a good job, you can't because the higher-ups won't let you. And then it's like, what do you do?
Yeah, you can't. They're like, oh, you're not even letting me arrest people. Yeah, these people aren't getting convicted.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell are you just letting people go that are doing heinous crimes?
Or I arrest this guy, and then I bring him in, and then you guys let him go, and now I look like the asshole. It's like, at least tell me.
Right.
You got to do all that.
Now I got to watch out for my family.
And then also, they give you false crime rates because people are afraid to report anybody because they know that the wild maniac that just kicked their ass, if they get arrested, will be right back out on the street and mad.
Yeah.
And ready
to
really fucking kick their ass. So it's frightening because... They don't even get locked up to cool down, even, and they're
that's crazy.
Instantly out.
Oh, dude, one of my pop's neighbors he got arrested for a older guy for a I don't know if it was domestic abuse, but I don't think he was hitting her or anything like that.
You're shaking her?
I don't. Yeah, he may have been doing the O.J. Simpson shake. I don't know.
Oh man!
But no, all of a sudden, dude, if you get arrested for that domestic shit now,
they kick your ass out.
What do you mean kick you out?
Like, you can't go back, I think, now they put, a hold on it.
Oh, no, like, you can't get bailed out. He was in the pokey for 70 days.
Whoa.
70 days?
Holy fuck, 70 dude. Days. Because they call it the calming period. Because if they let you out of bail,
it's a long
they think
calming
you're go back
period.
And kill,
unless they get a gun.
Somebody. Yeah,
they get a gun in a week.
Yeah.
Well,
that's crazy.
Wow, that's
the irony
a long time,
the
70
whole,
fucking days.
Dude, the scales of justice
like,
is completely askew. They're letting people out that are murdering people.
Yeah.
And we're putting them on ankle bracelets, and this guy's got to sit in the fucking pokey for 70 days.
You know, and you got a business to run and all this other crap.
And he's like, your dad's age, or he's older than your dad?
No, he's a little younger.
Okay.
But still, I mean, he's...
Too old to do 70
days. That's crazy.
65, yeah.
Oh,
nobody got time for that.
Well, obviously, this guy does.
Well, and you get a business to run? Like,
it
just fucking wrecks your life.
Well, we don't know the story, allegedly, this, but 70 days is a long time, man.
Yeah.
That is...
Well, here's the story. He got out.
Killed
him. So he wasn't, he wasn't guilty, found guilty.
Well, unless he still has a trial date or he has a date.
Other than the 70 days that he did, everything turned out great.
70 days to cool off is a long time.
Yeah. You're telling me, man.
I cool off in like 7-8 minutes.
Yeah, it's enough to ruin someone's life.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not condoning whatever this guy did. I'm just saying. Like, that's like the when they give out the DUIs, they're like, all right, you got to get to these classes, but we took your license away.
Yeah, it's right.
Like, okay, well, how am I going to get to work?
Well,
how am I going to do
magic?
Like, here's some roller skates with some puffies on them.
You got to figure it out. Like, okay, I understand I did something wrong, but man.
Well, no, but it's the same shit. Like, dude, if a woman calls the cops on you and says you're beating them, and they take you in, it's like, man, that's brutal.
Well, I know somebody that happened to, this dude that I work with. His chick was getting crazy. She was, like, boozing and drugging a lot, and he was, he was a drinker, but... She would, like, she did that, what do you call it, hitting herself and stuff like that.
Oh, giving herself Indian burn.
Yeah. So he put a camera in, and she was got all crazy again, and they held him for a little bit, but not that long.
Yeah.
But and he had the videotaped that shit, and they're like, and they don't believe, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
kind of what you have to do.
Oh.
Dude, my last girl was threatened at that same shit.
Oh, man.
I was going nuts.
That's brutal.
All the problems.
And I then mean, when she won't leave the house, it's like, well, get, then get the hell out of here. It's like, get out of a relationship.
Yeah.
Right. And then they don't leave.
No, well, I want $10,000.
Oh, it's fuck.
Like, well, that ain't
well,
happening.
So do I. Yeah. And that makes two of us in this relationship.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think so.
But, you know, never get it. Whatever.
Yeah, it's rough.
Talk about that when shit. It's just
the crazy thing is, too, I remember I'm trying to get a restraining order. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you can't get a restraining order unless she does something.
Like, need, like,
so I'm like, I got
to
call
the I need to have violence yeah. put up against
yeah.
me to.
I got
to
do this and that. It's, yeah, it's just craziness, man.
Well, shit. I don't know if that's, if it's just because we're men or, you know, because obviously.
Well, it's a blue states, too.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
They're very lenient on some things, which we all know that that's a yeah. fact. But at the same time, I mean, domestic violence is. Fucking crazy.
I think it's getting worse and worse. I'm
well,
sure.
And the problem was too when they fucking shut everything down, they put these people in these houses, you know, that hated yeah. and the liquor stores.
I was
saying, open,
liquor stores mm-hmm. are open,
but yeah. some things are, you know, and
that's
it's like,
it, man.
What do you think's gonna
yeah,
happen?
Right?
It's like a powder keg in some of these places. Like, the only, the only like refrain they get is going to work.
Well, especially, yeah, if they weren't giving out checks to everybody, oh man.
Well, I mean, how much
would have been
crazy? Not that much money though when you think of it.
No, but still.
It wasn't at all. But still. Now you're just forcing these people to be in close quarters with each other.
Yeah, craziness.
And they hate each other. And now you're stuck all day. Oh, my God.
Hey, on a side note, I'm going to get into some pharmaceutical shit.
Okay.
You know what some? Was the number? Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Ready
all
for
of a sudden, got the farm, big pharma companies into like, oh, we can actually make some money keeping people on pills. You mm-hmm. know what the first pill that... You know, humans were taking for more than like 2 weeks at a time.
Was it?
It's a very popular pill.
Aspirin?
No. Well, no, that like was prescribed.
Oh, Valium?
Birth control.
Birth control.
All of a sudden, they're like, well, wow, if we can get people to stay on this pill for this long,
oh,
what
yeah.
else can we
get them to take?
Yeah. Oh, they want everybody on 2 to 4 pills.
And yeah. some of those birth control pills are dummy pills.
They're placebos? Just
yeah, well, like, they want to just keep you on a schedule. Take it one every day, so...
Yeah. I don't know how that works, but yeah.
More population control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just boils mm-hmm. down to stuff like that. But...
That's it.
Think about... I mean, they went from, you know, from tobacco to food, pharmaceutical, everything. Big Pharma owns. They got their Sackler family. I mean, it was crazy. They paid all that money to avoid jail time. And now they can't have anything, any other charges brought up against them.
Well, you know the shitty thing was, is Trump let those guys off.
Well,
because Giuliani was good friends with the Sacklers, and Giuliani called in a favor. At least this is how it was told.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
who knows?
Who knows what was going on behind?
But I think Trump did basically
pardon them. I'm not on TV on the internet.
Well, no, it was part of the documentary about that whole
okay,
Sackler
okay.
family.
Yeah,
but I think if you look it up, Trump did.
Oh.
I forget what he... It's not like he pardoned them, but he did...
Immunity?
Yeah, he basically gave them... Well, he
vacated
he gave them,
their sentence.
Here, here's your fine. How much did you make? $50 billion. Here's your fine. $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you can never be charged again.
The problem is that... Why that they give us these pills and shit never changes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
right.
They've been making these fucking pills forever... And what have they done? They just keep killing people. And if you look at how they're made, the ingredients, it's crazy. The
like
stuff,
Pfizer's
the side effects.
Lawsuit when oh, yeah. they for the OxyContins was $8 billion. They made hundreds of billions.
Mm-hmm.
Off
oh,
of
they
it,
made
man.
So much money.
And they were killing whole towns in like Virginia,
yeah,
and
West
Tennessee,
Virginia,
and
that's all
coal miner towns and stuff.
What?
They didn't care.
No, it's all about making a profit. They don't. When you still think the government cares about you, you deserve
well,
a slap.
And you have some smoking hot young sales rep coming by saying,
what
"We got to get your numbers up."
The cotton kiddies or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like
I
that.
Can't,
yeah.
I can't remember the name. Now.
I mean, they were spreading cheeks.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely were.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah, they send those chicks around, and doctors get to flirt with them, and maybe
more than four.
They. You know, get kickbacks
on
the pills.
That's all they are. It's basically making tons of cash off of killing people, and nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, they said they were not addictive at first, which is the greatest thing ever.
Oxys? Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Man.
It's a cornerstone of the heroin epidemic, yeah, and fentanyl totally. And all of that stuff. Right? That's crazy. You know, here you go. Now you can't have them.
Yeah.
And it's right.
All right. Well, what the fuck am I going to do now?
And you're like, this guy's crazy. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, like, fuck, people didn't even know what getting dope sick was.
No, they had no idea, and they're trying to work. Like, what the hell's wrong with
him? Like, I can't get out of bed.
Right.
You know, Jesus, and it just it's crazy the way that the government just takes advantage of us. And
right.
Next does thing whatever you know, you got gang member phone numbers in your phone, and you're fucking meeting real shady people on the West Side. And
all
when
over
you
the,
can't get the, you know, when
all
you can't
over
get,
the country.
I'm just saying yeah, for right. us, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, know, if, you my want, situation. If you want to do, I mean, but yeah, that's basically.
It's just weird, you know, how that just it leads to that. And you know, and they're in on both ends. They're in on the street shit. Yeah. They're in on the legal.
Just like we talk, they know, I know what area is bad in the city. You sure. know what area is bad in the city, but it still goes on every single night and it thrives. It's its own ecosystem
yeah.
down there.
Oh, yeah, it's going on right now.
You know, and people get paid. People are getting shot right now.
It's
people
weird.
Are dying right now. Like, it's a wild west down there. Yeah. That's why I choose to stay away from there.
And it doesn't get any better.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, if you've ever had a drug problem, it is the despair is just the worst. That you know,
absolutely.
It's like you can't do nothing about yeah. it, especially when you surround yourself with other addicts.
Well, yeah,
right. that's your way of life.
Yeah, nobody else wants to really hang around with you. Regular
well, yeah.
people
I mean, birds
are like,
of a feather.
Oh man,
yeah, yeah, it's very difficult. Yeah, at first, maybe you're okay, but you know when you start showing your true colors in your ass.
That's yeah, after
when
a while.
People know you have a problem.
Yeah. Which all of a sudden, they're like, well, what are you doing? What do you want?
Yeah. How come you're falling over? What's wrong with you? Oh, I'm fine.
It's no bueno.
Mm-mm. No.
But everybody's involved in it. They keeping the border open. Just let everything flow through. Let it spread out. It's a huge money-making scheme for everybody.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's getting paid in some sort of way. I mean, look at the guy, Johnson. There's for the schools, they're under budget, and then this guy's $80,000 for his wife's
office,
first lady or whatever they call her.
Her yeah. office space.
Yeah, $80,000 renovation,
yeah.
which is hilarious. They just throw it right in our faces.
About optics.
Yeah, and then it's yeah. racist to ask about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're being racist. That's the first lady. It's like, dude, I don't
you
even.
You
want to
hear some? You want to hear some old timey shit like I do every episode?
Oh, Joe, I love these. These are good.
I'll just do a couple, and this is a special one. I get to ring the gong because it's a very honorable.
It's a Chinese edition.
Yeah. In the 19th century, which would be like the 1800s, mm-hmm. when Britain was going back and forth trading shit with China and probably selling opium and all that other shit and getting tea and whatever, they would talk to the dock workers, and the dock workers would try to learn English, the Chinese dock workers, and it was always fucked up, and the British guys liked it and would bring it back to England and say it to their guys, and then it became
racist.
Sayings, kind of, yeah. but it's sayings that we still use today, like, long time no see, that's
okay.
one of them.
You think he said that wrong time.
Wrong time no see.
Wrong time no see. No can do, except they sometimes say, no can do, Joe. And then no pain, no gain. So, you know, basically the ones that are missing the connecting
well,
words
it's like the
and
proper,
such.
Yeah, missing proper English.
But it's funny, though, because we still use it today. And like, you know, no pain, no gain, you know.
It's a slogan now.
The
well, yeah,
big hard movie star says that on the action film or something all the time.
It's
you
tied
know
to the
I mean?
Austrian.
Yeah, Arnold says it probably.
That is cool. Long time no see.
A long time no see.
Long
yeah.
time no see.
I love you a long time.
Okay. Yeah, it goes a few different ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
just
that's
like
pretty
Larry.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And the word,
he didn't hear it.
Here's another good one, man. In the same time period, there was this island called Carib, okay? C-A-R-A-B. And the people that lived there, Spain would go there all the time.
Uh-huh.
They called them the Caribs. And these people ate humans. So they started calling those people that ate, or the people that lived there, were caribals. So people that ate humans started being called cannibals from that word.
Yeah,
and it was just
wild.
The name for the
yeah.
people that that lived there, but they were cannibals.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it came from the word caribals. I'll save some, you know. But
yeah, there's a bunch of them now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like some Marina
Island. Well, I wonder where was Caribou? I wonder what island that it was actually from. And what is it now?
Spanish Caribs. It's probably called something else now. Yeah. Well, it's probably big for Tom Hanks to own. I mean, it's.
Other country probably bought it out from back in the day.
Or maybe Spain still owns it, but the people that lived there.
Yeah, that's what I say. I wonder where it actually is now.
What is it called, Caribou?
Well,
Caribou.
I'll try and find out, Kiki.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff.
C-A-R-A-B-S, the Caribs.
It's wild Spanish how a lot Caribs. Of that stuff comes to comes to play here.
It certainly is, man. A lot of a guy that's gonna get married and he backs out at the last minute and they call it, what'd you get, cold feet? Or someone that says they're gonna do something and then they don't do it.
Yeah.
What do you got, cold feet? Well, that came from.
I think I know this.
In the day when they'd be marching to war, they would have shitty shoes and they'd be walking through snow and shit and their feet would get frostbitten. And by the time they got to the battle, they couldn't fight because their feet were so fucked up.
Yeah, right.
So they had cold feet. And the first time they used it, I believe, was in the novel Red Badge of Courage, the first guy to coin it into the English language, but that's where it originated from. Because their feet were fucking freezing.
Yeah, they couldn't fight because they probably couldn't move. Probably a frostbite. Yeah, see, that's wild.
A trench foot.
Totally. Trench foot.
It makes sense.
So my dad's feet are all fucked up, and I'm sure your dad's were needles, and any guy that was in the Marines or, like, the Army back in the 50s and 60s, like our parents, your toenails are so fucked up, and it's from, you know, it's jungle rot from your fucking shitty...
Yeah, because they're all soaking in, they don't dry out.
And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor takes one look at his foot and goes, oh, you were in the service, huh? You know, almost all of those guys had
more fucking pawns just fighting for nothing. That's all it is.
Well,
I'll say... Serving the man.
You get thrown into a country, there's no experience, we know nothing about, you know?
Oh, I sent you that thing about Operation Popeye.
Oh, yeah.
Did you look at that?
Yeah, wait, what was that?
That was the weather manipulation that they were using.
Yeah.
I was telling you about, they couldn't get that the bridge on the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Long time ago.
They kept on bombing it, and they kept on doing that, and they were like, fuck
it. In the 60s, early 70s.
And the weather manipulation, and they flooded this area, and it took the bridge out, which is pretty crazy, because I was reading about... Because obviously all of the stuff that's going on, all of the kooks are coming out.
Using it too openly.
It was declassified.
And then, but it's funny how now they're like, if you say they're doing the weather, everyone's like, oh, you're fucking crazy.
Well,
are they doing the weather, Larry? Like people that know me now, like when something happens.
They give you a smart-ass remark. Yeah.
Like the last hurricane, people I know that don't believe what I believe, they're like, what happened? Not like my mom and dad, like my dad. Did they make that storm? I'm like, well, as a matter of fact, they did.
So I don't know about making it, but they can intensify it.
They can, but they can make them from scratch, too.
But they can also...
With heavy-duty microwaves
and
lasers and shit.
This is all public knowledge. Like,
yeah.
You could look it up. Like, I was reading about, about HAARP and all the, like, how they shoot this into the ionosphere.
Yeah.
And they open this hole up, and then they could heat it up, and they could create, like...
The
ions, they excite that. It's crazy. And like the guy was just saying, oh yeah, we shoot it up through the ionosphere and then the hole just closes back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like,
this crazy.
Dude's just talking about this like it doesn't even matter. You know what I mean?
Well, like it's common knowledge.
Well, here's the other thing. How about this? They never ever had tornadoes in Florida. Usually it's in, you know, the more middle...
Oklahoma.
Right.
The Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
Right. Now, in this last thing, there was like, you know, a shit ton of tornadoes mixed in with this hurricane. A lot of the damage that got done in people's houses, besides the water, was from tornado action.
Crank up the 6G, release the trannies.
Well, see, I was reading that they weren't able to like start these storms, but when the storms start, they can manipulate, they can kind of, they wait
they
for them to move,
steer
and they can kind of steer them.
Well, not kind of, they can't
steer them.
Well,
yeah, they can steer them.
Here's another thing, though, here's the sad part that people should know, is they do have the power for when one is starting to make it dissipate instantly and not even happen.
Oh, yeah. Bill Gates has a patent on that.
Oh, so they let that shit rock and roll and probably make it intensify. Because I saw a thing, my wife was watching some weather thing on TV, and the news guy said, wow, I just watched this hurricane jump up from a Category 2 to a Category 5 and like, the quickest time I ever saw in my life. This is insane. And I'm thinking, man, they're probably doing that.
Well, who knows what they're doing. All we know is that they have the capability to do it. If you go look in Alaska, that's where a huge HAARP station is. If you look in other countries, they have the same radio antennas going up.
Well,
they're there for a reason.
Yeah, HAARP.
If they didn't have
HAARP's no secret.
We all saw the clip of Biden saying if we vote Democrat that he'll stop he'll decrease the intensity and frequency of these storms.
What is it? High altitude aurora research
program. The guy's senile. So it's like, who knows?
Well, the funny thing is he's turning on her, which is hilarious. Well,
he starts saying the truth at the end.
Well, but this is a whole other thing also.
Yeah, check this out. My aunt had five kids. I had five cousins. And then when she got dementia at the end of her life, they asked her, how many kids do you have? She said six. And they're like, no, you got five. No, she was saying the truth. She had another hidden kid before that was passed off as like her little brother because she was so young she had the kid.
The truth comes out.
So they're like, remember Uncle, you know, Bill or whatever? He's your brother. Yeah. Like, and the kids were like, holy fuck, you know?
No, that's how shit works sometimes.
So she said the truth. Maybe Biden, he's saying shit he shouldn't say that he knows. Like, yeah, we'll decrease the intensity and ferocity.
Well, he's out the door, so he don't, whatever.
Right.
Whatever's going on. Hats on.
Yeah, whatever's going on here, it's another PSYOP. It's all, all of a sudden this guy just turns and is like, Trump.
That's funny. It's funny when he did that, though. Man. I mean, that's like the best thing he did his whole presidency was put on that MAGA hat.
If you would look at it for face value, you think that it's because they just pushed his old ass out. You know, I mean, no vote, no whatever. Politics is just fine.
Any chance he gets to dig into Kamala or make her part of one of his bad decisions and connect her to him, he does it now.
No.
On some kind of media or in public.
She was part of everything. She was there for everything. Every decision.
As she's steadily trying to separate himself from that motherfucker, he's making sure she stays anchored, man.
Yeah, she's flip-flopping on everything.
Yes. Just like she does in the sack.
I came from a middle-class family just like y'all did.
Man, let me tell you, when we hire a guy to do a job, we go to the gang box, we have a cup of coffee, we can tell if this guy's lying in 5 seconds.
Not even 5 minutes.
And it's like,
conversation.
Yeah, you know, we know,
Kamala,
what's going on with you.
Kamala grew up in like the richest subdivision, suburb, one of the nicest areas in Canada, in a Canadian suburb. They brush over that, they gloss over that.
Her house was probably the poorest in the neighborhood.
Mom. They're just going to keep on feeding these idiots lies. We all know who it boils down to. Yeah. No one's
in
control.
She's talking like Miss Cleo and shit.
What's that?
She's talking like Miss Cleo.
Oh, yeah. You know what? She's a fraud.
She is.
Really, it's just like, I can't believe.
And then she was talking
like
she was from the deep south at the one. And then at the other one, she put, what was the other accent she put on? Oh, real heavy ghetto accent.
Then when she was in Detroit. Well, but you know how mad Killery's got to be because this lady.
Oh, she's stealing her shtick.
Oh,
Obama's starting
to get worried. Those voices are my idea. Killery's wants to have a fucking hit.
I carry hot sauce in my purse at all times.
Oh, God.
I forget where she was, in the south or something. She's like, I carry my own little hot sauce.
It's such very
bullshit.
Funny.
Yeah, it is.
The way they pander to these idiots.
That's the thing. It's comical. Like, people eat this shit up. They do. Hillary's one of us. She has hot sauce. I'm the same shit.
Well, they were interviewing
She just killed three people on the way.
I was watching some shit on the internet, and they were interviewing some actual people in Chicago on the street, some actual neighborhood blacks and some women and... You know, you think that the girls might, and they're like, she ain't one of us.
Yeah,
not one person said, Kamala.
She doesn't even know who she is. She has, like, personality disorder.
Yeah, right.
Like, she makes one thing up, she makes another thing up, and then her handlers tell her, you're going to be black now, you're not going to be Indian.
Yeah.
And it's like... And now she just this is the problem. She's dangerous because she will go along with anything that they tell her.
It's like De Niro or some actor that's been acting for years and they have no personality in real life because they're so used to playing a part that She don't even know how to be normal, Pamela.
She went up on that podium and said, well, we're giving these people $750 and didn't even bat an eye. Like, what kind of human would say that? Like, that has, you just handed out all this money to Israel and Ukraine the week before.
Did you see her drink that Miller High Life on Eddie Colbert or whatever?
You could tell by
looking at the cans that they were room temperature.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
She drank a High Life and Colbert?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, do you want it?
I love High Life.
And she said, and even with her comment was, the last time I had a beer was at the baseball game with Doug. And it's like, what game?
Yes, it's not vodka. If it was vodka, then she'd be all over it. That's why they can't give her a mixed drink. She just drinks out of the bottle.
Chablis and Xanax, I think.
She just does such a shitty job of it, too.
But don't hide it. If you're so stupid you can't hide it, then that's a problem.
Kid Rock, I believe he drinks Bud Light.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe that.
Well, the best is with her Glock and stuff, too.
What kind of gun do you have? A Glock?
I mean, that doesn't say anything.
Nothing. Yeah, it's like, no, you're specific. If you say
a gun owner says, yeah, I got a 38. Usually you say the caliber and you don't even maybe know what you have, like me. I got a 38. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it shoots bullets out.
Yeah, I know it's a 38. It's a fart.
No, it's just funny how they come back and you know what? I just want it to be over.
She's
I
like the drunk mom, like the friend that has the mom that's kind of buzzed when you get home to you go to his house after school and she's acting kind of goofy and shit. Like,
a box of wine is almost empty. Yeah.
She's that.
She's
that's Kamala Harris.
Spinning around
man.
Drinking out of the box of wine.
Exactly.
Which one of you boys wants to give it to mama?
Yeah, go start the hot tub.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But mom, not again.
It's just funny that these are the two people we have to vote for.
It is. Like, it is. It's absolutely
it's really
crazy.
Yeah, really. I mean, we should be able as America. And it's like, just let us. Let us be free again.
Yeah,
and they should let everybody's thumb.
And they should have a guy always, and maybe he doesn't have to be president, but if advising the president, a Trump-like guy that's a super fucking successful businessman that knows how to run shit properly.
But they don't want
advising.
That.
No, they won't let that in.
Wouldn't that make a lot of sense?
Oh, Larry, well, you just said the words
the
you just said. Yeah,
it would. That's the problem, you know?
I mean, think
nonsensical is the way to
a
go.
A guy that fucking is self-made, successful motherfucker, I think he could probably figure shit out and help you out.
And well, it's all about
he's done some shady shit, so he knows how to deal with all these shady countries.
Well,
he knows what to do.
Yeah.
And also the problem is,
and they know he does.
This club that they have, they don't want to give it up.
Yeah, no.
Right.
I mean, they'll fight tooth and nail the fucking.
Oh yeah.
And the problem is also, like, we go back to pharmaceuticals. These people work for the FDA, and then they go work for pharmaceutical companies. They
afterwards,
to circumvent shit, and they get they pass bills. Oh my god.
Or they get promised real good jobs from a company while they're in office for after.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, when they get out of office,
they're gonna.
Yeah, it's
help those guys along, and that's how we.
Well, yeah, because they got.
You know, that's how the guys that make OxyContin only get charged $8 billion. No one goes to jail, and
seriously,
whole towns die.
If you write the law, you know how to sidestep it. Then that's the easiest thing to do. You know what I mean? And you know who to grease. You know all.
Dude, it's the same thing when the banking industry failed back in 2008, 2010. You know, it's like, all right, we need fall guys. Nobody's going to go to jail, but now you guys are going to go work for the government doing regulations, and that. And they all, you serve
everyone's
your,
gonna
you serve
forget
your four
about,
or five
you know,
years, and then you get your cush job
do
again.
Do your penance.
Or the fucking golden, golden parachute.
Oh, no, yeah, you're still going to get your golden parachute.
Fuck.
No.
You're not going to have your title anymore. And that's what these narcissists care about.
That's the thing.
They're
narcissists.
Yeah.
Very, very heavy
narcissists. They want the title, man.
Psychopaths. And they will do whatever they do, crawl over other
sociopaths,
people.
Sociopaths, they're everything. They fit the bill, man. It's craziness.
No, but and they don't. And the problem is that you wonder if it haunts people. It's got to haunt people to some extent.
When these people really get older and retired and they're out of it, maybe. Well,
sometimes.
You know?
Like one guy, who got accused? The guy accused someone of not paying his taxes. And then on his deathbed, it was a politician, said, you know, I just said that for political reasons.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Meanwhile, that other guy's whole shit got fucked up.
Syria.
You know, whatever. Yep. Seriously fucked up and tarnished his name and fucking.
Oh, yeah, his family, all that
and
shit.
And then they start looking into the, what did your kid pay taxes? Did your wife, you know, and then it's like, dude, Ain't nobody need that.
It's a vicious circle, man. It's brutal.
What time we at?
Yeah, it's going to be an hour.
An hour and four.
All right, let's close it out.
And feel it.
I'll tell you what, though. The best part was when my dad just had that operation, and they gave him oxys. And
did they even, like, warn him about them?
I warned him.
Yeah, but did the doctors?
Well, he's seen me be a fucking dirtbag and what I went through, so he already knew to be very careful.
But the
problem
is, like, the doctors, do they, like, warn the people? It's like, you know, you take these for so many days.
I don't think they said anything.
No, because I got them when I was a kid and I got hurt.
And I think they gave him 30 of them. But they were only 5 milligrams. But that was knocked him on his ass because he never, you know, he's not a druggie.
Yeah.
So after he did him a few days and he says to me, man, now I know why you liked all that dope and shit. He's like, yeah, that right? Feeling between being asleep and
cloud
not
nine.
Being asleep and yeah. Not. He's like, oh, man. And I said, yeah, that is amazing. Yeah,
that's just a taste, you know?
Yeah. So my dad's like, now I see why you like that shit. He totally understood
just
once he
chased that all the time.
Well, then, yeah, you're chasing that initially.
Yeah.
That's craziness, man.
So, but. Thank God he fucking, my dad had lung cancer and they cut a part of his lung out and he's an old man. And when they were asking him all the questions like, can you drive? Can you walk without a walker? Can you go up and downstairs? And I started realizing, man, there's a lot of guys my dad's age that can't do any of that shit.
Right?
And I was like, fuck, man.
No, and your old man looks good.
He's mowing the lawn. He's fucking.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because he keeps doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's part of that.
Well, he was in the Marines, and
well, no, that's what I'm saying. He's part of that generation that built this country. You know.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Hard times create strong men.
Yeah, and he was tough because his dad was a fucking tough guy, like, you know, very.
Not an understanding guy.
Yeah, and just. A little fucking off
well,
his rocker,
like, it's
too.
Like all our fathers, you know? They just don't know when to say no. They're stubborn as hell with certain shit, and they just do it because it's got to get done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My grandfather never went to the doctor once in his entire life from birth to death. He wasn't even born at a hospital.
That's pretty impressive.
It is badass, dude.
Dude, I was actually just talking with my
man. He lived
to
be 94, and he fucking drank booze and partied to the last fucking day.
That's like a dream right there.
The last day.
Dude, I was talking to my old man. I forget how many days he said, or how many years. I think he said 30 years, never missed a day of work. I'm like, holy
fucking awesome.
Shit. Yeah, I'm like,
I never
that's
missed
impressive.
One gig in my life for many, many years since like 19 fucking 80 or something, except
no
once
shit.
When I fucking OD'd and I had to make up some lie that I had the flu and I was very, and they.
Yeah.
And that was, I fucking, man, I felt
time,
terrible.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right,
I still think about
that.
It. All right. But that was it, man, once. But that's commendable. And that's fucking guys. Nobody wants to miss work. These days, these cocksuckers don't want to work a day.
Well, I don't want to work.
No.
Yeah, well, that's we have to. But the thing is, you have to.
Coming from the guy who doesn't work.
It depends how hard are you working at what age is what it is.
Well, that's the thing.
All right. We got a very serious episode today.
Yeah, this one was a little off.
No, it's all right.
Did you stop already?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to stop right now. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our theme.
Yeah.
Peace.
That was a serious episode.